Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Welcome to part two of our conversation about angel mediums with Michael Terzi. It's an interesting concept, and I'm not sure if you've ever dealt with it, but I'd be interested in your opinion on it. When you have something that is negative, and I know you said multiple times, you know, attachments are rare, but it's an interesting thing to talk about. When you have something that is an attachment that is very negative, that that was once a human being, but is now, you know, almost, you know, a minion of something darker, but it's wreaking havoc with an individual. Let's say this once human spirit was that of a absolutely horrible person. You know, insert any many of horrible Wikipedia entries here. Here's Jeffrey Dahmer or you know, whatever horrible person you can possibly muster up in your mind that was just, you know, borderline the embodiment of evil on this planet. And now they're over there and they're still being negative and they're still feeding on people and they're just wreaking havoc left and right. The term we're always hearing is, okay, we're helping them move on. We're helping them move into the light. When you have something that is so dark, that was so dark in life, that is still being dark in death, is there ever the option where, look, this thing's not going to the light. This thing is, it's maybe it can be cast out, but can it be cast out to the darkness, essentially, to the other direction? Hell or whatever you want to call it. Is there a way where it can be moved out of the person, but this thing is not ever going to have the realization of errors in their ways? And they're dark. Does something like that happen where they move on to what, you know, in, you know, religion that we were all taught, you know, there's heaven and there's hell, you know, or is it just something where they're going to move on, but they're going to probably find somebody else. And the hell is really the plane of them being out there torturing other people.
Okay, so this might rock a few people's worlds. I'm not sure how many people have heard other podcasts or things that I've done, but when I am doing clearings, or just in general, when people do pass on, there obviously is what we call the spirit world. The spirit world, what the angels tell me, is this place where obviously spirits that go there to go through a certain kind of cleansing to then be able to go into the place where they can stay, or they can choose to come back and have another life. Within that dimension, there is also another dimension that we would call, I guess, for lack of a better term, the hell dimension. And so this is something that these darker spirits would go to. Like you said, the worst of the worst. You know, I mean, it's certain spirits that have died in the past are even still there. And they go through a punishment that is, so, you know, for an inordinate amount of time that fits the crime that they committed while they were in that life on Earth. And it's torturous, it's terrible, and they go through this punishment. And then they're immediately, after they've gone through that punishment, which, like I said, it's different for each person, immediately sent back to have another life without choosing what life they want to have or how they want to do it. And usually is not exactly the best life in the world. And these people are going through this in order to try to better themselves. The people that were terrible, that were awful in this particular life, because we've all had multiple lifetimes. All of us have had multiple lives. Whether people believe in past lives or not, I don't try to change anyone's mind, but it's something that I know and I've seen. And so in other lifetimes, this Dahmer or this, you know, Manson or any of these people that are just awful people, in other lifetimes, they were not like that. It wasn't something that, like, this soul is eternally dark. Something happened to them in that particular life to create the kind of person that we know now in our history. And they have a chance to be able to try to better themselves, to become better, to become a person like you and me, someone that is a little bit more understanding and someone that's more kind. And they can try to be able to become a better soul, So the hell that I was taught, like as a Catholic, obviously, was an eternal hell where you're eternally punished for all eternity for everything that you did wrong in your one life.
Yeah.
But when the angels came to me and told me about all of these things, it made a little bit more sense to me. We have other lifetimes because we screw up. Mm-hmm. Am I going to go to hell because I stole this candy bar from a 7-Eleven when I was 12? I mean, no. I mean, these are things like we screw up. We make mistakes. And we have to be able to pay for those mistakes if we have no remorse for them and we don't try to better ourselves from it. But we have another chance. And so when I say that they go to the light, it's because they do go to the spirit world, no matter how negative they are. But then they do go to that dark place for quite a long time. And they're being punished for the things that they did. And they are, in a sense, trying to be cleansed again and trying to become, because all souls come from light, no matter how evil we may see that they are. Mm-hmm. You know, even the demons, people, you know, like my angels call them fallen angels because at one point they were angels. All souls have come from that light. And when they come down and they eventually became these negative entities, whether they are demon or human, they have the propensity to be able to come back to that point again.
Is the light almost just one giant recycling center? Pardon, I mean, I'm not trying to be facetious here, but essentially, I'm trying to put it into terms of ease of understanding, where it's you know, okay, get them to the light, no matter how negative it may be, and then that light is going to take you to that punishment place, or is there another level of the light where it's an end game, where you don't have to keep coming back over and over, where it's you did it, you won, and now you can go to said heaven, if you will? Or is it just constantly a recycling process of, okay, light, you were good, now you get to choose your own adventure? What's your belief system there?
Yeah, the light, I kind of use that just as a general term, obviously, sure. Because, you know, a lot of people use heaven as a term or the spirit world. It's not just one big recycling center, although I can see where you would see that. It definitely is a place where you can choose.
Okay.
Now, obviously, the Mansons or the Hitlers or the terrible people that did awful things throughout history, they don't have a choice. They screwed up big time mm-hmm. in that life. They hurt many, many people. They cause a lot of pain and strife and war. And there's they get no choice. They go to that hell place. They go to that place where they are punished. Mm-hmm. People like you and I who haven't done anything that's as terrible as that, murder, rape, you know, pedophilia, all those terrible things that people talk about. And some people do. We don't do those things. We have done little things here and there that were not so great, lying or, you know,
sure.
Stealing a candy bar when you're 12, you know, like little things like that. We go to a place still in the light, in heaven, where we talk with our guardian angels. We go over everything that we did, some mistakes that we may have made, some things that we would have done differently. Did we learn our life lesson during this life? And then after mm-hmm. that time, which is different for everyone,
sure.
we can choose. Do I want to stay in heaven? Do I want to just be up here and help other souls as they come through? Do I want to become a spirit guide for somebody? Because I see angels and spirit guides on spiritual teams that people have when I do readings. And these spirit guides can be people from past lives. They can be a mother or a father that want to come back to you and be a part of your spiritual team. Or do I actually want to have another life? Some people are asked to come back and have another life, but a lot of them choose that. Mm-hmm. And it's strange to think that way because maybe we didn't have such a great life in the last life. Why do I want to go through that again?
Sure.
Well, it is always different. It is always a benefit to us to be able to have these lives, because the ultimate goal is to learn, grow, and to evolve and to become stronger as a soul. And we can't always do that by just staying in that beautiful, loving, safe place. So we choose to be able to come back and start again, to try again, to learn something new, to become stronger. It's weird how the soul does that, because in our minds right now, I've had a lot of people say, you know, I'm not coming back. This is it.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had six lives. Okay. You know, that's enough. When I die this time, I'm just going to choose to stay.
Sure.
But funny. We don't know what we're going to want when we go back there. And so, yeah, there are definitely choices.
When individuals, you know, you'll hear the term thrown out there kind of loosely, like, oh, they're an old soul. You know, sometimes, you know, people, children especially, sometimes just have knowledge beyond what they really should have. And there's no real explanation as to how you know this or why you would know this or... you know, and sometimes it's very tangible things where it's not just like, oh, they've just advanced in this area and they've understood the social norms or what's acceptable here or there. It's like you blew up in a rocket ship. What? You know, yeah. It's like they'll say things that it's like wasn't in a cartoon. Where did you get this information? Yeah. Is there ever a way when you have things like that? Is there a way, I guess, a question to tap into some part of our brain to identify what those past lives may have been if we had had them?
Yeah, there are. Yes. And you actually hit it very well, is that because a lot of people will use the term old soul, thinking that souls, most of them are created at different points in time. Mm-hmm. But old soul does refer to people that have had more lives than maybe someone else. Mm-hmm. That's the way the angels see it anyway, because, you know, there are some people that may have only come back and had three or four lives. But then there are some that I have encountered that have had seven or eight. And to them, I would call them an old soul. And there are ways that we can do that sometimes. Obviously, we catch subconscious glimpses of that. Like you mentioned, people will have a vivid dream. People will have a lucid waking dream. They will just have a memory pop into them, or something happened in this life that seemed so familiar, almost kind of like a different kind of deja vu, where it happened to them, but it didn't happen now. It happened 200 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a similar situation. So subconsciously, people pick up on that a lot. One of the things that I can do, which there are different options that I've heard of. So one, obviously, are past life regressions. Whether people really like those or not, that is completely individualized. I have heard great things and I have heard not so great things. So it is really up to the person to be able to see, could this be something that would help me? And that is usually someone putting them under a little bit of like a hypnotic trance and then asking them leading questions to be able to help them pull out a life that may be blocking something for them in this life.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.